Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. I know we have a vote underway and we're in the middle of it, but thank you to you and Ranking Member Manchin for holding this important hearing. And I know many of my colleagues have been here and have spoken. And it's, to me, this is very important. And it's, I almost feel like we're so in the weeds in detail here that we just need to come up for air and just say to people that when we have a federal footprint in a state, there's no revenue. And we need to do something because we believe that these counties, these rural counties, are critical to our states and the management of those federal lands. So if you want to have management of federal lands, then you have to have people that live there. You have to have hospitals. You have to have schools. You have to have roads that are paved. You have to have law enforcement. So that's what, so I can't wait to see what Senator King is asking for, because he'll see that you get a lot of revenue from those private timber lands. And for the federal land, you don't get the revenue. So in my state, we basically received $23 million in PILT payments, $16 million in SRS payments, and these counties are home to iconic national parks, iconic national forests, federal lands, and, for example, Skamania in southwest Washington has 85% federal land, and almost the rest of the county is owned by the state or a couple of timber mills. So only 2% of Skamania County can be developed or is taxable, 2% of the county. And yet, I guarantee you, you can go there to the Skamania Lodge. It's the most beautiful place. I know I meet people all the time in Washington, D.C. that say, oh, I went and had a conference at Skamania Lodge. And you see the grandeur of the Columbia River Gorge and many great attributes and some wonderful communities and towns. But SRS makes up 15% of the county's budget, and these funds have to be used for emergencies, to respond to things on the national forest, to support our federal employees and families. And at one point, we had a train accident right below Skamania on the Amtrak line. I'm pretty sure people in Skamania County helped respond to that. I'm sorry, it was a train accident. I don't think it was Amtrak. But so these issues are great importance. And to me, I'm most struck. I mean, I know my colleagues were here talking. I definitely don't think this is a Band-Aid. I think it's an obligation by the federal government, and it should be met. And we shouldn't every couple of years go, oh, well, we have to come up with a great idea to how to make this funding work. No, we should say we have a federal footprint. They don't have tax revenue. We want the communities to exist. How do we give them predictable funding? So, Mr. Preska, what do you think that looks like from, you know, what is that, a five-year determination? What is predictable funding for a community that has to, you know, meet these obligations to help us manage our federal resources, and yet the uncertainty that we jam on them by not authorizing these programs or giving certainty? What would be most helpful?
Well, I think you summed it up really nicely, that it is an obligation, and we do not have the ability to generate funds, and so the further out, the better for us. It's very difficult to do municipal planning on a year-to-year basis, basically, and it's very difficult for us to plan for our school system and our growth for, you know, with the SRS funds, but just our growth for our community. So the further out, the better, and I think I really like what you had to say about it being an obligation to these communities, because we don't know what right now. We know that timber, particularly in our region, is slowed down, and we've seen our mill has gone away. It's been recycled over to China, and we have a parking lot now where we once had two vibrant mills doing two shifts each day, 500 workers between the mills. They're gone. And rebuilding that capacity, I don't know if that will ever happen again. But we don't know what opportunities lie still within the forest that you're going to want to have a community there in order to be the base for that. And if even let's look at federal employees, you know, we have hospitals and roads that those federal employees, they're living in our community and working for the Forest Service. So further out, the better. But I'll tell you, if we could get 2+ years, that would be a big start for us. At least we'd have an opportunity to be able to start budgeting out into the future.
Yeah, 2 years. I agree. We should be able to give you that predictability 2 years. And I think some people misunderstand, particularly in my state. I'm telling you, when we had this land and water conservation fund debate and whether we were going to fund it, the number one community that came at us were hunters from Skamania County who were like, I want you to protect this land because this is where our elk hunting happens. This is where all of this is happening. Please help us. So these communities are more vibrant. And so I just want us to own up to the responsibility and not constantly say, well, we can't come up with a funding source. The rest of the United States needs to understand the federal footprint means a federal obligation, and we should give you predictability. Thank you, Madam Chair.